our speaker tonight is a woman that I admire quite a bit. She's talented and an individual and a part of her community and a really good example of a woman who knows who she is. And that's our Rev Rita.
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to be here tonight with everyone. And my topic tonight I'm going to talk about is about loving you. And I guess as I look out here at this example, I really am in the right place, because there's such love here all the time that it just shows my world of experience is just being in love, and it continues to flow. So I feel that this is the hospitality of the universe and God that just continue to flow into our lives by allowing us to have this space together, allowing us to be together. And I believe that we're all here just exactly where we're supposed to be. And that's kind of exciting to me. So I'd like you to say yes, that you are loved. Just yes, that you are loved. Yes. You are a loving child of God. Yes. Yes. You know how it was orchestrated to get here? How much it orchestrated to get here? Right now, you being here on this planet, that this particular time and space reality that you came in, that you chose to be here, this is a new frontier that nobody's ever traveled before. No one before us has traveled this journey. We're right here in this moment, creating this opportunity to be in the perfect place of love. And we get that by influencing our lives with love. And because love is such a big influence, it orchestrates everything around us. Hi there, it's good to see you. It orchestrates your life when you know that you're influencing it by who you are and by what you express yourself to be. So let me talk about that a little bit tonight. There's big words. It can be consciousness that we're all coming through, but I like the word love because it all comes back to that. That's the foundation of its existence. And God really likes his creation. And God created all of us in love. And so that's pretty powerful in itself when you think that we were created out of that, and that's what we are. And that's how we live. All if we only let it in. What does it mean to adore our creations in life? What does it mean to adore our creations? It means looking at our life through not the small letter G, but the big letter G, God. By seeing yourself being a creator of your life and your circumstances. Just as it says in Genesis, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God saw all that he made, that it was very, very good. I added the extra very in there, because I see a lot of very good. From this, we would create a presence. From love, we create a presence in our lives. And we don't focus on what's missing in our lives, but we focus on what it is that we're influencing in our lives. Because the more that we focus on what we're missing, is then we're not really getting the big picture of how it took all this energy and time to create for us to be here in this perfect spot with the perfect people, the perfect parents, the perfect work, the perfect experience all around. So there's a wonderful book out called David White. He wrote The Pilgrim's Journey. And it's a poet. He's a poet. And he talks about in this book that we are on a pilgrimage, that we're walking through this life. And we walk through the love of others. We walk through it because we couldn't do this alone. We couldn't do it without our parents. We couldn't do it without our experiences, even like this church, say, for instance, being here. We couldn't celebrate our love of who we are. We couldn't share it with others. So we're walking this path along life, and we're creating this experience as we walk. So the Buddhists say there is no path until you walked it. The path is in walking it, in feeling it, and living it. Because there has never anything been set in stone that you have to follow. There's no order of things. The order is of your creation, but you know how it feels, if it feels good, if it feels really bad. You already know that difference. You know, we all go through a process of experiences that we don't feel so good about. There's always that part of us. I call it the younger part, the younger self, like the younger Rita inside me. And believe me, it's taken me, I would say, decades to keep working on that process of that younger child, a younger girl inside of me. But you know when you're talking to the younger person inside of you, when it is a story, when there's a story in life. You know that that's really true when there's a story out there that you're sharing and talking about. You know that that younger person inside you is really leading your life. And you know when you're not in a story is when you can tell a story and it really has no sting to it. There's no energy around it. There's no regret around it. There's no worry about it. You know that that's when you're now leading, and that that younger person inside of you is there now following your experience instead of you following the younger girl experience. And I think it's all about maturity and how we grow and how we evolve and how we become who we are throughout time. And it's kind of nice, you know, I don't know if you've ever told anybody, when you're telling a story, you can always tell how you feel about something, the way your feelings go when you tell a story. The energy's right there. So that's the opportunity of time where you get this to really change that experience, influence it differently, and not let that lead you anymore and start making choices. The one thing I say in my work that I've experienced so much with people is that we have to realize that we're in relationship to everything. Everything is a relationship, whether it's food, whether it's a spouse, whether it's work, with friends, whether it's a feeling even. Like, just say, for instance, it might be fear that we're having a relationship with that stops us from doing things in life that we really want to do. So we're always experiencing some form of relating and in relationship. And how I think loving you is so important is that you realize that you are creating that through your thinking and through your feelings and your thoughts. I think Millie says that in every class that we've been in, watch your thoughts, watch your actions, watch your words. And that really is true, but I think that we get so used to just our linear thinking and experience in life. Like after we leave here tonight, after church tonight, we will go somewhere and do what we have to do in our lives. But we forget that in the moment, there's moments where we're really loving and kind to ourselves, and then other areas that we're not so loving and kind. And so it's really important as we, I don't want to say evolve, but we become awake when we awaken, and when we have awareness, and when we become conscious, that we're actually choosing to work on loving that part of ourselves, work on loving and opening ourselves up, really loving you. Because when you do that, when you open to that experience, now God's going, oh, now all that truth, that inner part of you, all that truth can just come bubbling out, all that love can just flow freely, because you're not worried about the outer experiences anymore. You're not worried about how the outer world is affecting you. Because now you're merging the outer world with the inner world. And that's how we get to become conscious, is when we see the outer experience of our lives really becoming something that doesn't feel comfortable, or something that we can change by conscious choice in that moment. So loving you is perfectly the perfect thing to do for yourself. When David White was talking about walking in life, he was talking about how to move through life in a spiritual way, because the most important transition that we make as we walk here on earth is to open to the soul. It's a soul-transforming experience. And that's our deepest inner being, is that what we're working on here, is to understand ourselves a little bit better. And we do that by living a life that we feel that we love. So if you're in awe of your life, if you're in awe of this experience, which is a pretty amazing experience, because I'm not talking about I'm talking about A-W-E, awe of this experience. You realize that everything has been so orchestrated for you to live just the way with your unique individuality that you are. So things have to line up for you. You have to line yourself up to really feel the love that you want to. You have to line it up. You have to start seeing what is there that's not there for you and start putting those pieces together. You know, you've been traveling this life, these lifetimes for eons. Thank you. You've been traveling for eons. This isn't just the first journey, but it is the first new frontier of this life, this experience, this year, 2012. No one else has traveled before you on this. So the opportunity is so great. And does anybody notice that things are happening so much faster right now?
Yes.
Everything is happening. There's so much going on and so much more wisdom coming in quickly. I love it. I think we're in such an amazing time. But also the other things happen faster too. Things that we don't like. But those are the opportunities. You know, I never look at failures. You know, I never have any regret of my failures. Because you learn so much more through your failures than you do your successes. And it is so important for us to not regret anything in life. Not forget that we have lived an experience, but regret really doesn't serve us in any way or form. Not at all. The only things that serves us is opening up to loving ourselves, because now you're seen through the eyes of the divine. So I want to say, as the Buddha said here, your soul is becoming how you have been traveling. Can you hear me? Is it on? There you go. So your transformation, your consciousness is shifting as you travel, as a pilgrim across this world. And you will continue to travel as you open up to more and more love. You never end this journey. You just become conscious of it. And consciousness is transforming the soul. And that's the opportunity that we all have. Because we create life by perception, and life itself and yourself creates by the conversation that you have with yourself and the way that you make things happen here. How are you making them happen? What's going on with you that is exciting and that you're looking forward to and having fun with and enjoying? I look around, all of you. Some of you look half asleep tonight, I must say. I hope I'm not putting you all to sleep. But the other half of you really look like you're melting. No. It is hot. It's been a real hot one today, hasn't it? Anyway, I just wanted to share with you that my experience, the journey of becoming and learning, and something I've been learning for a long time now, has all been, and it's easy to say, all about love, but it's literally about learning how to love myself better. I haven't quite evolved and got all that in, that's for sure. But at least I'm becoming conscious of what I know that is there and not there. And I'm encouraging and seeing people that I'm around that are being more loving and more conscious. And I think it is a growing passage for very, very many people right now. And I think to be alive and have this opportunity is simply amazing. If you can just grasp that by knowing that no one is like you. You are so special. No one is like you. Is that great? I mean, you get to choose everything you do. I think that's pretty cool. I don't think we should be like each other. It'd be really boring. So I'm loving it. I'm loving the difference of experiences of people. I love the joy of people. And also, I share even the sadness of people a lot of times. But the most important thing I think that I love, at least in my work, is that I get to help people become awake and become responsible for their choices. And they only do it if they want to. If they don't want to, that's okay with me too. But when I see them wake up and become all they can be, wow, I just know that God's just happier than he can ever be. Just happy. Because he loves everyone so much. There's just not a single judgment on anybody. So, what's that song? Come on, let's get happy. Yeah. Because, you know, this is all we got. Don't you want to share it? Just so when in the Olympics, aren't you watching the Olympics and aren't you excited for all those people, what they've accomplished and done? It's so different out here. There's no different. It's just that, you know, we think it's harder, but we're still in the same courses that they are. It's just not in that physical course. We're still in the same course of growing and becoming and really, really working hard at it. And sometimes we don't have to work as hard if we could just relax into who we really are and just start letting that love flow, you know. And I always tell myself, geez, Rita, just get out of the way sometimes. Just get out of the way. Let's be quiet. Step back. Because you're not helping the story here. So it does work. And there's days where, you know, I have a good talk with God and I say, hey, this isn't working today. And can you help me out a little bit more? And you know what's amazing? It always seems to work. And if you really want to transform anything that I've learned, I can pass this hint along. If there's anything you really want to change in your life, the best way to do it is to stop focusing on it with all this energy. Step back and say some prayers about it. And really bring in the spiritual energy, because I'll tell you why. The spiritual energy kind of wipes out all the negative energy. It kind of roughs it up and smooths it out. And then I just say, when I'm in a bad place, I go, stop. Just stop. I'm not going there with you anymore. And you just start praying. And then before you know it, you're into the next realm of something else happening good. So it really does work. And, you know, we all have that proof here because we do healing work here. And we've seen countless people heal here with that same kind of energy of being held in the love. And that same thing applies. When two or more are gathered in thy name, so it is. And so when you and God get together, it can be a really good party. You can have a really good time. So I love you all. I think you're amazing people, even though I don't know too much about your life. But I choose to see every one of here as equal and loving, as kind as the next person. And I know that you can make a difference to somebody's life, and most of all, your own life. Amazingly, in your own life. Give yourself that opportunity to start loving you. And if you do, life starts to change. So in closing, I invite you to love your life, seeing it and looking through the eyes of God. There aren't any failures when we look through the eyes of the divine. You are God's creation. Let your work be prayer. Believing and act. And living an art. And may you all live the blessed lives that you are meant to live and come here and be, because you chose them and you chose to be and walk on this path. You chose to be a pilgrim and continue your journey. Make sure the journey is good. I leave that with you. God bless.